She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. So I was going to wait to... I was going to wait to record this, but there's nothing else going on. I'm just cooking. And I'm just like, okay, I'll do the first few episodes. So this is a disclaimer. I want to do my part and come correct with what's on men's minds, right? I am a biological born woman who doesn't always enjoy the shit women have to do and go through to just be women. But I'm thugging through it, okay? And I understand. So much so that I am the youngest of 5 older brothers, the only girl. And only girl in my household, besides my mom. And I want to share some truths from a woman's point of view that's going to help men find their lane. Is going to stop the delusion. Hopefully the audacity. I want men and women to understand each other a bit better, so we can all be better. And so you see the title. It ain't all about women. Because technically it can't be. We can't make a man's life all about women. They got shit to do, things to achieve, lessons to learn, lives to build. That way when they do meet you as a woman or a potential mate, whoever you are, you can't complain about what they don't have or how they don't deserve, because they should be already set up to make sure you fit in their lives. Okay? Are we on the same page? Okay, cool. She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. There's a lot of people who are not willing to understand other people that they want to date. They just want to get something from them. So that's what I'm going to be digging into, explaining. The whole season is recorded and scheduled already all the way into January, okay? Women are achieving great things, and I think that's amazing. A lot of women are owning their own business, which I think is amazing, and so are other men. We just have a lot to say when what they have or need isn't on our timeline. And it's not always up to us when their timeline should match ours. If you meet a man and what he's doing is not where you feel like it should be in order to entertain you, date you, engage you, marry you, then leave that man alone. Don't downplay him because he's not where you're at. Vice versa. Before anything, before a woman is added into the mix, a man's purpose has to be rooted in multiple things. And nothing on this says women, right? A man's purpose needs to be rooted in personal growth, hobbies and interests, family and values, career and work, and their own goals. Personal growth is going to help that man build his financial security, his confidence, and his leadership. Hobbies and interests is going to help that man balance out his mental capacity, okay? AKA his mental health. That's going to allow him to relax. That's going to allow him to release stress. It might be video games. It might be sports. It might be going to the gym. They will have more grace for women if they get to do this. A lot of men really don't say what they really want to say to women because they have built up a certain level of grace, a certain level of peace within themselves because they were able to release their stress. They were able to relax and get that time in. And so when a man cannot do that, of course, he's going to be more frustrated. Family values is going to allow him to have more care, more homeness. And when I say homeness, meaning a better appreciation of having a home, not just a place that he lives at, not just a place where he sleeps, not just a place where he parks his car and hangs things in his closet. Because a lot of men have places where their kids are, where they put things in the closet, where they park their cars, where they get mail at, but they only feel at home in other spaces. They feel at home at their mom's house. They feel at home at their brother's house. They feel at home at another woman's place, right? And so if we don't allow men to create their own spaces of home and comfort, and they don't feel that comfortable with women in spaces that are supposed to be a home of comfort and care, then they're not going to want to be there. Long term, they're not going to want to be there for all the right reasons. When it comes to their career and work, that goes back into their financial security, their confidence, their leadership, their faith in themselves, being able to depend on themselves, being able to be a man that you can later depend on. Because if a man feels like he cannot show up properly for himself, he's not going to be any good for anybody else. Right? When it comes to their goals, that's their passions, that's the things that they want to pursue. You do not want a man who feels stunted or held back from doing what his passion is. You do not want a man who feels like everybody's been against him and they don't value what he wants to do with his life and he's tired of going to that job that is not his passion. He's tired of not having time to fulfill his passion. Let a man have his space to fulfill whatever his passion is. Let him fuel that chase for himself so he can be better for who's to come after. And men can live without women, but life is better when a man has the right woman by his side or partner, whichever you prefer. Because when it comes to women, we always have three different types of men in our lives, past, present, or future. We have the man that we love to talk to, the man that we love to communicate with, and we would hope that's the man that we are with. But sometimes in certain relationships, that's not. We have the man that she loves to remember, meaning for whatever reason they couldn't be together, for whatever reason their life didn't work, but she has good memories with that person. Then there's a man that she loves to be intimate with, the man that she loves to date, and then the man that she thinks is the most romantic. And if you're lucky, you'll find all three of these things in one man. But most women are living a life where they are not married to this man, they are not in a relationship with this man, but they are showing up in this man's life that is not any of these three things. Okay, so just like men feel like they end up with a woman that they wasn't going to choose first, a lot of women feel like they end up with a man that they wasn't going to choose first or does not please them in certain areas. So it's not just on the man's side where he falls into this box, and it's not just on the woman's side where they fall into these boxes. It happens to all of us. I believe that a man that makes his life all about women has forgotten the deepest, most important parts of himself. Okay. And no man should allow a woman to dictate that, take that, make that the back burner of anything in his life. I want men to be happy, balanced, and at peace in this world. Not stressed, not misunderstood, not angry, and not waking up every day doing but feeling defeated. Men deserve peace also.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Men can love people and have boundaries also. They can love people and not keep the same relationships. They can be picky. A lot of women hate when a man is picky. A lot of women hate when a man has standards and boundaries for himself. And great, because those are the women that you do not need. Those are the women who do not qualify. You are allowed to be picky. And a lot of men have elevated their thinking above what women can give them physically, right? You have to get to a point as a man to understand, does this woman's mindset make me better? Does this woman's care make me better? Her empathy make me better? The way that she helps plan, will that make my life better? Vice versa. But it cannot be lopsided. You are not supposed to go into a woman's life wanting to be her savior in everything, and she will not help herself. She will not get up and do something for herself, right? Because anything can happen to you. You are human also, right? So you want someone who can see how you lead, see how you run things, see how you take care of things, and if in an emergency, she can pick up where you left off. If you're temporarily out of commission, she can pick up where you left off. Your whole ship will not sink. But when you pick women who completely depend on you to run everything, don't want to learn anything, don't want to help you in anything, don't want to watch you lead and move all of these things to make your lives comfortable, when an emergency comes up, of course, she wants to bail out because it sounds like too much work. It looks like too much work. And so men also have to be aware of the type of women they choose. You can't just choose a pretty face all the time. She has to have a beautiful mind. So be picky. Women rarely pick men who have standards and boundaries because they have their own work that they're not willing to do. I'm gonna say that one more time. Women rarely pick men who have boundaries and standards and values because those women have their own self-work that they are not willing to do. They're hoping that their body will allow you to ignore the problems. They're hoping that how they sexually please you will allow you to ignore what they need to work on. They work on the outer shell of themselves, but not the inner. But the reality is the inner person of who they are is who's going to raise your children or be around your children or be around your family or be around your parents. How she thinks, the decisions that she makes in your absence is going to be like, oh my God, that's who such and such is with. That's who he picked to be his lady. That's who he picked to marry. Like, you have to make sure she doesn't always look good on the outside only, but she's 100% on the inside too. Okay? Now, when you meet a woman and she's beautiful and, you know, she does this, she does that, but this is lacking, and if that thing that's lacking is something that you value and it's just not within her,
It doesn't mean lower your standards. It doesn't mean to allow the lesser. Keep your boundary. Keep your values. Keep your standards. You're just going to have a harder time finding your diamond in the rough. And so just like some women feel like they're settling for certain people because it's not exactly who they wanted, a lot of men think that they're settling for certain women. And the whole point in all of that is you don't have to. That's a choice. Women are beautiful. Vagina is something exciting to experience, but don't let that dictate your world. Everything is not about women. Women are nice when you have a great life and you have a home and you have cars and you can travel and you can go on dates and you can have fun with women, but women are also work. And in a world where society has double standards when it comes to men and women, a lot of men have to show up in a certain position in order to, quote unquote, win over a woman. Just make sure she's worth your time and your effort and your finances. Just make sure she's worth your mental capacity. You know? Don't pick a woman that's going to ruin everything you work for. Don't pick a woman that's not going to be a great mother, that doesn't have great characteristics. Take your time with people. Be a friend to her. Watch her. Listen to her. Watch her habits. What she talks about doing, is she actually doing? What she talks about working on, is she actually working on? While you work on those things also. And I'm not saying you have to be better than the woman that you pick, but you guys have to be better separately before you are better together. But everything in your life cannot be about women. You shouldn't be working out just because women like a man who works out. You should work out because you want to be healthy. You shouldn't get a lot of money just because women like men with a lot of money, because there will always be a man with more money. There will always be a man with a better car. There will always be a man giving her a better trip. What about you is different? What about you separates you from the rest? And if you're not willing to lock in with a woman, be honest and be like, I'm not trying to lock in right now. I just want to take you out on dates and have a great time. A lot of women love an honest man, but a lot of women do not appreciate honest men. Don't get that twisted. A lot of women love honest men, but a lot of women do not appreciate an honest man. Okay? You get further with the right woman being honest and upfront, being transparent, not going back on your word, not breaking promises, being a gentleman, not calling her out her name, knowing how to disagree with her and still respect her and still respect yourself. So there's a lot of things that you can do when it comes to women to show women that your life does not revolve around them. You're not thirsty for sex. You're not thirsty to have their attention. So yeah, this season is going to be a lot of me answering questions that a lot of different men have had. Over the past few months, I've been doing research. I've been asking different men questions on what do they want to question about the opposite sex. What do they not understand about women when it comes to why we do what we do when we do it? And each episode is going to be a question or a statement that men have asked or made that I'm going to answer. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. I've had a few relationships. I've been around a lot of island men, a lot of cultured men, and I have a lot of friends that are in relationships. I have a lot of friends who are married. I have a lot of friends who have great marriages. I have a lot of friends who, if that's what you're choosing, great. You know what I'm saying? But I listen. And I give feedback when asked, and I shut my mouth because it's not asked, you know? And I observe people and I listen to men who are single, men who are fathers, men who do not have kids. And I have thoughts, and that's what I'm sharing. I don't feel like I'm 100% right on everything that I'm going to say on here. I don't feel like I know every single man on this planet. But for the most part, I understand people, right? So I hope these episodes this season will help men, will help women understand that they do not dictate a man who has a great head on his shoulders. And we are all part of the puzzle. We are all part of the problem in a certain aspect, but we can all be better from a lot of different things. So thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. I'm so happy to be back. We're going to have a great season. I hope you enjoy the posts and the videos. You can check me out on shambipodden.com, Shannon Paws on YouTube, shambipodden on IG, TikTok, and Twitter. And you can email me if you have any questions at shegetsapod@gmail.com. All right, y'all have a great time. See you next time, next week, because I'm dropping one of these every week. Yes.